Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Solid inside out, somebody you can trust. Everybody knows he ain't just tough, he's strong.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tens of thousands of mourners paying their respects to Pope Francis. His body is lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican says it may extend hours beyond midnight to accommodate the crowds until his funeral on Saturday. ABC's Terry Moran has more on who will attend.
Leaders from around the world will be there, including President Trump and the First Lady, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Prince William. The Pope's funeral on Saturday will begin with Mass at 10 a.m. local time in the square in front of St. Peter's Basilica, followed by a burial at the Basilica of St. Mary Major, a couple of miles away. The Pope breaking with tradition, asking to be buried, quote, in the earth, simple, without particular decoration.
After the funeral, cardinals convene to choose a new pope. Stocks gaining some ground after weeks of losses, investors bolstered by President Trump's recent optimism over trade talks. And New Jersey fire crews continue to battle a wildfire in Ocean County. This is ABC News. President Trump criticizing Ukraine's leader over his stance on Crimea. It comes as high-level talks taking place in London today between the U.S., Europe, and Ukraine on a possible ceasefire deal with Russia. ABC News has learned that one part of the deal could allow Russia to retain some of the territory it is currently holding in Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more on talks.
We're not clear about some of the issues, some of the details, some of the complexities. The U.S. is really putting the pressure on. Ukraine is trying to say, well, look, actually, we were willing to accept a one-month ceasefire a while ago. The Russians are not. And Russia is trying to make it out that Ukraine is the problem, the obstacle to getting a deal.
In Turkey, aftershocks continuing after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Istanbul today. It rattled the region and led to panic in the densely populated city. Officials say more than 230 people were treated for injuries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, temperatures down to around 50 for a low. We'll be seeing light winds, partly cloudy skies, and maybe some isolated showers around midnight. And then, as we head into Thursday, mostly cloudy with a few brief showers possible, highs back up to around 70. It's 69 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be new spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process. But again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished. A Republican bill in the state legislature would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. The issue first surfaced in 2022 when an appointee of Governor Scott Walker, Fred Prynn, remained on the Natural Resources Board for over a year after his term ended. It happened again a year later when Megan Wolf's term as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator ended, and the commission didn't nominate her successor. The Wisconsin Supreme Court later decided to allow Prynn and Wolf to remain in their positions. Wisconsin business owners are in limbo trying to figure out how the tariffs will affect them and how it'll hurt their bottom line. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
TJ Samanchin owns Wonder State Coffee. They were just named the 2025 Roaster of the Year by Roast Magazine. Samanchin knows he's facing a 10% tax on all his coffee beans. Now he has to figure out how to pay for it.
It's brutal. I mean, what's happening for small businesses? These tariffs are directly hitting us. Who pays for it? It's the businesses who are buying these products. Literally, I am the guy who pays the tariff. It is a direct increased cost to business. It's a tax. It's across the board.
Samanchin buys all his coffee beans from farmers in other countries for his Wisconsin cafes in Viroqua, Bayfield, and here in Madison.
According to a study commissioned by the Wall Street Journal, small and medium-sized businesses make up a third of all imports to the U.S. Two-thirds of business owners said in that survey that tariffs will directly hurt their bottom line. A ramen noodle skate park restaurant, a hammer that turns into a cookie, and a mobile cancer treatment support unit were just some of the many business ideas that came out of the third annual Career Fair Day hosted at North Crawford High School earlier this month. Seven busloads of students from high schools across the region were treated to a day-long event featuring 15 workshops and 25 college and career trade show booths. The high schools participating included Prairie du Chien, Kickapoo, DeSoto, Seneca, West Salem, and Waseca-Steuben, as well as host high school North Crawford. Small Business Development Center consultants Nora Ruffin-Schmidt and Kate Koziel ran the Turn Your Ideas into Reality Business Planning Workshop, where more than 50 students came up with business ideas and presented them to the group. The Small Business Development Center workshop used the Business Canvas tool to encourage and provide a framework for sketching out new business ideas. 10 colleges and universities also attended the Career Day event, including UW-Platteville, UW-La Crosse, UW-Stout, University of Minnesota Rochester, and Grand Canyon University, located in Phoenix, Arizona. Regional and local businesses were also in attendance, including Rockwell Automation, Matthew Construction, Dove Healthcare Fenimore, Select Milk Producers Incorporated, and Trane Technologies. To learn more about the Small Business Development Centers of Southwest Wisconsin, visit the website at wisconsinsbdc.org/centers/southwest-wisconsin-sbdc. Congressman Mark Pocan appeared at a town hall in La Crosse yesterday. Pocan and 3rd Congressional District Representative Derek Van Orden were invited to the event, which was put on by Opportunity Wisconsin. Senator Bernie Sanders also made an appearance by phone. During the event, Pocan said that he would consider returning to the 3rd District, which he does not represent, to provide in-person town halls. Van Orden is holding a virtual town hall, the latest in a series of them tonight at 6 o'clock. Fans can attend a free Packers virtual draft party presented by Miller Lite this evening before the first day of the NFL draft gets underway. Several Packers are scheduled to attend and will be involved in a question and answer session. To join in, visit Packers.com or follow the Packers' official Facebook, X, and YouTube accounts. Work zones often signify areas of improvement and progress, but for construction workers, it's their office and livelihood. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, has proclaimed this week as Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. For 25 years, National Work Zone Awareness Week has marked the start of construction season across the country, promoting road worker safety and cautious driving in work zones. This year's National Awareness Week theme is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Wisconsin DOT is urging motorists to practice safe, responsible driving habits, especially in work zones, as the 2025 construction season gets underway. In Wisconsin, work zones include highway construction and rolling maintenance operations, as well as emergency response municipal projects and utility work along local roads. This year alone, Wisconsin DOT anticipates more than 400 state highway and bridge improvement projects across Wisconsin. Preliminary data shows more than 2,150 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2024, resulting in 10 deaths and more than 750 injuries. From 2020 to 2024, Wisconsin work zones saw more than 10,300 crashes, causing 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Speeding, tailgating, and distracted driving remain common factors in a majority of crashes. Cell phone use is one of the most common factors in distracted driving crashes. Wisconsin law prohibits texting while driving on any road. State law also prohibits use of a handheld mobile device in work zones and in areas surrounding emergency response vehicles with flashing lights. Drivers and passengers make up the vast majority of those injured or killed in a work zone crash, but workers remain at risk as well. Since 2019, there have been 7 worker deaths in Wisconsin work zones. To improve work zone safety, drive safely, be courteous, avoid distractions, and follow posted speed limits. Move over or slow down when you see workers and vehicles with flashing lights along the highway. Wisconsin's Move Over Law applies to maintenance operations as well as emergency response units. A nationwide moment of silence is planned for Friday for people who lost their lives in a work zone incident.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or local food pantry. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family of Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we started off things dark and dreary and damp, too, with some scattered showers in the morning. But the clouds quickly cleared by lunch hour, and now we're sitting with some pretty sunshine. High temperatures are now scraping the low 70s, and tonight, with partly cloudy skies, fall to near 50. But of course, clouds will thicken, especially around midnight. We are looking at chances of isolated showers and maybe a thunderstorm. After that rolls through, we'll just stay dark and dreary. It'll be mostly cloudy for tomorrow, with a few brief showers possible. High temperatures reach the upper 60s. Winds will be out of the east, and as the system moves in, the slow pressure system is going to be lifting through the state. It's going to bring some widespread, moderate rainfall. The timing of its arrival really is going to be Thursday night, overnight, and into early Friday morning. Starts to push in around midnight. Still raining down on us on Friday morning, but it does wind down before noon. However, in its wake, it leaves us with breezy conditions out of the north, cloudy skies, and cooler highs. I'm talking about we're only going to reach the upper 50s. Plus, you put a wind chill on top of that, because gusts will be around 30 miles per hour. It's probably really going to be feeling like the upper 40s. However, Mother Nature does redeem herself for the weekend. High pressure system moves in and dominates. It's going to give us, for Saturday, a perfect sunny spring day. Highs in the low 60s. That's not warm enough for you. We warm things up a little bit more to the upper 60s on Sunday. It'll be partly cloudy and rather comfortable. But at night, a chance of more showers rolls through. Some thunderstorms are possible early Monday morning, and more storms roll through Monday afternoon. It's going to be a breezy and warmer day with high temperatures flirting with 80. Yeah, it's going to be a little muggy too. So yes, some of those showers and thunderstorms could be strong to severe. We'll keep an eye on it for ya. Otherwise, after that, the risk clears for Tuesday. Mixed skies, mild conditions, and highs at about 70. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It is a mostly cloudy 69 degrees, down from our low today, down from our high today of 72, while our low was 38 this morning. Yesterday's high, 72 as well, with the 1,300ths of an inch of rain. A record high on this day set back in 1980 at 94, a record low 22 set in 1939. Last year on this day, our high was 67, while our low 53. Sunset today will be at 7:54, sunrise tomorrow at 6:05. We've received 11/100ths of an inch of rain. The barometer holding steady at the moment at 30.11, and northeast winds are at 5 to 10. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Packers hold 8 selections in the 7th round of the NFL draft that will be starting on Thursday. And it will be taking place in Green Bay this year. As for the Packers, their recent drafts have provided the team with valuable players, meaning Green Bay has been able to get young. The most recent draft classes are why the team has had the youngest roster in the playoffs the last two seasons. This will be the 27th draft with Green Bay Packer Brian Gutekunst, the last 8 as general manager. The Milwaukee Brewers will be in action after an 11-3 win yesterday over San Francisco, tying up their road series. But it'll be a late game tonight with an 8:45 first pitch time between the two teams. You can hear it on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Brewers in second right now in the National League Central, 1.5 games behind Chicago.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
A bigger defensive line and more dynamic offensive play calling offer hope for a better season for the football Badgers. Coach Luke Fickell's team had a 5-7 record last year. Incoming players will help add bulk and depth to the defensive line. Based on what was seen this spring, the offense run by coordinator Jeff Grimes figures to look past Wisconsin teams. Despite the improved level of talent, a brutal schedule makes improving the win-loss record a big challenge that starts August 28th. Saints general manager Mickey Loomis is confirming the starting quarterback Derek Carr has a shoulder issue, but is declining to discuss specifics or forecast Carr's playing status for the coming season. Loomis says the Saints are hoping to get some resolution and some clarity on that in the future. Loomis declined to say how Carr's injury occurred or when the club learned of it. When Carr missed 7 games last season, the team reported that he had oblique and hand injuries. Carr had a shoulder injury in 2023, but did not miss a game because of it. Loomis says uncertainty surrounding Carr won't necessarily influence the Saints' approach to the NFL draft that begins Thursday night. And the status of quarterback Kirk Cousins remains a backdrop for the Atlanta Falcons' plans for the NFL draft after he surprised some observers by reporting for the first day of the team's voluntary offseason program. Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot says he was not surprised Cousins was present for Tuesday's first day of the offseason program. The Falcons have consistently said they are comfortable in having the 36-year-old Cousins remain with the team as the backup to starter Michael Penix Jr., the team's 2024 first-round pick. Fontenot and coach Raheem Morris says they are open to listening to trade offers. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Wednesday. Corn finished lower and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed steady to modestly higher. There's been a lot of talk this week about the easing of the tariff battle with China, but no official public progress has been evident. The trade continues to monitor U.S. planting conditions and harvest activity in Argentina. May beans were up 5 1/4 at 1040 and a quarter. July was 4 1/4 higher at 1050 and a quarter. May bean meal was down $1.10 at $2.90.80. May soybean oil was up 33 points at $47.91. Corn was lower as plantings ahead of average nationally, and forecasts for most areas this week are generally favorable. Losses were limited by the solid feed, fuel, and export demand. May corn was down 3 3/4 at $4.72. July was 4 lower at $4.79 1/4. And wheat was down, seeing some pressure from the higher move in the dollar during the session. Most forecasts do have good near-term rainfall chances for parts of the central and southern U.S. plains. Drought's also an ongoing issue in parts of the Black Sea region. May Chicago was down 7 1/4 at 5.28 1/4. May Kansas City was 8 1/4 lower at 5.37 3/4. May Minneapolis wheat was down 4 at 5.91 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business, helped out by a rally in the Dow. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. June live was up $1.82 at $2.08.10. August was $1.42 higher at $2.03.87. May feeders were up $1.42 at $2.88.35. And hogs closed mixed at midweek, with pork weak at midday and cash business steady to sharply higher during the session. May lean was down 35 cents on Wednesday at $91.87. The June contract was 12 cents lower at $100.15. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Attention pork producers. The World Pork Expo 2025 is back June 4th and 5th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, and you don't want to miss it. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and live entertainment, this is where the pork industry connects, learns, and celebrates. Explore the latest tech, learn from expert insights, and build valuable industry relationships over two full days of events. Plus, don't forget to grab your free pork lunch at the Big Grill while you're there. Register now at worldpork.org.
Quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids remained elusive. Asking prices did surface at $214 to $215 live. Significant trade volumes expected to hold out until late in the week. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice up 24 cents at $331.97. Select closed $313 lower at $314.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.87 with a weighted average of 91.87. The Iowa Minnesota was 295 higher with a weighted average of 91.96. And the Western Corn Belt up $1.93 with a weighted average of 92.18. Pork values closed lower, down $1.70 at $94.08. All of the primals except the butts were lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A U.S. congressman from Missouri says the U.S. Agency for International Development will get more attention as work continues to reduce federal spending. Mark Alford tells Brownfield,
they moved under the State Department now, and I'm going to be working to try to change the name even of these to the National Security Investment Projects. And if it doesn't have to do with national security, taxpayers should not be paying for it.
More news up next on Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
It's time to introduce Tough Weeds to the rapid, effective knockout punch of Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide helps keep your corn acres clear from almost 200 broadleaf weeds, including pesky pigweed, water hemp, and those with HPPD resistance. Protect your fields with Status Herbicide as your frontline post-emergence application and combined with Zidua SC Herbicide in a tank mix for a long-lasting residual. Talk to your BASF representative about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Conditions have pushed a southern Minnesota farmer out of the field. Jim O'Connor of Blooming Prairie says he's finished with spring fertilizer applications and has quite a bit of pre-emergence herbicide applied.
We started planting. They were forecasting some heavy rains for Easter. So we received about 4.5 inches of rain.
The coordinator of the Illinois Agricultural Pest Survey says a stormy spring means Midwestern farmers are seeing significant flights of black cutworm moths. Kelly Estes says the pests have already been detected in several areas.
With this constant barrage of storms coming through, we have had moth flights continually brought up from the south. So I think we are seeing a little bit more activity earlier.
The retiring CEO of the National Pork Board has taken a job with the state of South Dakota. Bill Even will be the next commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development starting in early May. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Cover crop adoption is on the rise. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, results from the latest National Cover Crop Survey show what's driving cover crop growth and why growers continue to use sustainable ag practices. Dr. Rob Myers with the University of Missouri goes more in depth about the survey and some of the key takeaways from this year's results. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Corn farmers are facing increased challenges from herbicide-resistant weeds at a time when every bushel matters. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says every weed escape has an impact on the bottom line.
If we're not getting them controlled, obviously they're competing for that space, nutrients, and water, and plenty of data out there shows there's detrimental yield loss there.
He says incorporating multiple modes of action into a herbicide plan is the best way to combat resistance.
My recommendation is Certain herbicide as a pre, followed by something with status in it, status herbicide post-emergence. Those are multiple effective set of action products. They're different modes of action from HPPDs and gives us a strong 1-2 punch.
Martins says status from BASF offers growers flexibility for a timely application.
Application window is V2 through V8, and it has adjuvant flexibility, so you could use NIS, COC, or even MSO with it.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
The latest National Cover Crop Survey found that respondents expect cover crop acreage to continue to grow. Dr. Rob Myers with the University of Missouri says farmers are seeing the benefits of sustainable ag practices.
We're seeing farmers that are using those cover crops to help them manage soil moisture, improving rainfall infiltration and soil moisture holding capacity, which can help in dry periods, improving internal soil drainage that helps in wet periods, and even planting green, a strategy of keeping that cover crop longer in the spring, and planting our cash crop while the cover crop is still alive, helping managing spring soil moisture. I've talked to many, many farmers who went from having 40 acres of cover crops to now they've got 1,000 or 2,000 acres, or they may be farming 5,000 acres and have all of that cover crop, because they're so strongly seeing those benefits.
He says the increase isn't just coming from farmers that have been using cover crops, but
we are getting new adopters, and we have over 150,000 farm families that are using cover crop. They may start with one or two fields and then gradually add more, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. They are found in literally every crop-producing county in the United States. Sometimes I run into people saying, well, I haven't seen any cover crops around me. Well, I guarantee they're in your county somewhere. Sometimes it's hard to tell cover crops there. It may look like winter wheat or something else that we're more used to seeing, but there was clearly an increase. And I would say it's not a single thing that is driving that. I mentioned earlier that soil health and soil erosion are big factors that affect individual producers, but we also see a lot of emerging factors that I think are driving expanded cover crop acres, things like addressing herbicide-resistant weeds that we need additional tools to be able to combat. And so cover crops are proving effective in a lot of cases with these herbicide-resistant weeds. And I think the future is bright for cover crops for sure.
The survey polled more than 250 farm advisors from 47 different states. Respondents provided information on how often they advise growers on cover crop practices. The annual report is conducted by the CTIC Sustainable Ag Research and Education Group and the American Seed Trade Association. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
We're 21 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour and moving right along here on this halfway point of the week. Still warm out there, though, at 71 degrees. Continuing, though, through this week, a reminder that the Boaz Lions Club hosting its Scholarship Pancake Supper Thursday from 4 to 7. Cost for the supper, $10 for adults, $5 for children age 5 to 10, and free for children under 5. Also, coming up this week, Richland Center Public Works in the Brewer Public Library will host an Arbor Day Story Time Read by Brian Wall from the Department of Natural Resources Friday. That will be from 3 to 4:30 at the library. Each attendee will go home with their own seedling to plant. Here's Scott Brantley with My Cooler.
The fish ain't biting, my golf ball slicing, my country Cadillac won't crank. I got a hole in my Wranglers, my girlfriend's a stranger, down to $3 in the bank. No, I ain't got much, but you can't ignore that my cooler's bigger than yours. Don't need a house on a hill, a shiny coupe de ville, or your Olympic-sized swimming pool. It ain't hard to please a country boy like me. All my friends think I'm cool. But don't need any more, 'cause my cooler's bigger than yours. I got 27 cases of ice cold beer. I handle the crown with the Everclear. All my buddies keep calling me a traveling liquor store, 'cause my cooler's bigger than yours. I'm the life of the party. Don't get started till I show up with the goods. It don't get no better than when we get together out in our neck of the woods. No, I ain't got much, I got booze galore.
Something's gotta give me butterflies. She says summer's gotta get here. She says summer's got it, summer's got it, summer's got it. Some gotta give me butterflies, some gotta make me feel alive. Yeah, some gotta give me dreams tonight, some gotta make me feel alright. I don't know where it is, yeah, but summer's got it. I don't know where it is, yeah, but summer's got it. I don't know where it is, yeah, but summer's got it.
Southern style.
Southern style, Darius Rucker. Quick reminder for this evening, the Wisconsin Town Association will not meet in Boaz tonight. Also starting tomorrow, Viroqua citywide rummage sales will get underway and will continue through Saturday.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
I need a mind eraser, another shot, no chaser. Need a heart replacer on my tab. Got a stool, I'm saving like a fool. I'm waiting and the music's taking me right back.
Sip, sip, sip.
and got me reminiscing. I remember kissing on your lips. Forming something stronger only makes me want you even more than I already did. It's been a long night, but the missing you ain't gone.
Dwight Yoakam, Intentional Heartache. The news is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle.